Welcome. Hello. I am here talking to Frank Booker, not only about his just fantastic musical endeavors, but also about his new remix with Molly and the Chromatics, Hold Tight. Frank, you there?
I am. Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. It's really, really raining really heavily outside my house in Auckland, so I'm hoping that doesn't interfere with our conversation. It's like a tropical thunderstorm, actually. It's kind of crazy. But yeah, I'm good. Apart from the weather, I am fine and well.
See, I look at my window and it's completely clear. I remember reading the news this morning thinking it's going to be incredibly torrential. So yes, I hope we can't hear it through the background.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's getting worse, actually, but I think we're okay.
So, Hold Tight, it comes out tomorrow. What can people expect from this track? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, I got hit up by Molly and the Chromatics to do a remix. I actually sometimes have a bit of a hard time with remixes. I've got to kind of find something about the original track that I like and gravitate towards. And I like the original, actually, as it was, and I really like Molly's voice. So I was kind of like, okay, I'm just going to give it a slightly more dance floor sort of feeling. So there's a bit more of a disco kind of bass line, and it's the kind of thing I DJ, which is what I said to them. Whenever I'm doing a remix or an edit, it's got to be something that I feel like I would play if I was DJing, and this is it. Hold tight.
Well, I'm pleased. It's really good, and I'm excited for everyone to hear it, true to form. And honestly, I love the way in which Molly and the Chromatics have their own song, so I'm very excited to hear your rendition tomorrow.
I hope you enjoy it.
I'm sure I will. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your current happenings? What's keeping you busy right now, especially in the wake of COVID-19, where everything is like digital, I suppose? If any COVID-19 impacted sort of, all those tech things, that's the question that I'm asking you here, is basically how has your music scene changed because of COVID-19 and what are your current goings on?
It's a good question. I'm pretty busy. I wear a few different hats. So I obviously do production stuff. I DJ a fair bit as well. And obviously we're kind of moving into the summer season now. So it's going to be a busy summer, God willing. I kind of have a little bit of PTSD, I guess, from the year that we've all been through. So any time I get like a alert from RNZ app on my phone or something, I'm like, what's it going to be?
Yeah.
apart from that, it's super busy because I think, people, myself included, realize that we're very, very lucky to be, one of the few places in the world where we can gather and dance and, go to gigs and all of that stuff. So, yeah, things are good.
For sure. How'd you get involved working with Molly and the Chromatics? You said they reached out to you, but how was that entire process like collaborating with them, making this fantastic tune?
It was pretty straightforward. Like Sam, I actually know Molly. Molly used to work with my wife, funnily enough. So I knew her as Molly, who worked with my wife first, and then, heard she was in a band and da-da-da. And then Sam, who looks after them as their manager, he just hit me up and sort of said, hey, we've got this track, we like what you do, do you think, would you like to go out doing a remix of it? And like I said, the first thing is to listen to it, and as long as I feel like I can add something to it, then and if it's in my realm, in terms of soulful sort of dance music or whatever you want to call it, so that was it. It was all pretty straightforward. Then they send the parts, I sort of keep what I want, get rid of what I don't want, add a couple of new bits and pieces, and keep your fingers crossed that the band like it as well, because that's the thing with remixes. Sometimes if you leave out someone's parts, they might be get a little bit annoyed or whatever, but hopefully they're pretty happy with it.
I'm sure I am. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the New Zealand music scene? What are your current 2020 music opinions, and if there are any artists out there to recommend?
Wow, that's a big question.
I know.
there's always new stuff to check. I mean, one of the other things I was going to say, I didn't even get on to saying what the other hats are that I wear, but
yeah.
I ran the DJ and electronic music production program at Mains in Auckland for about seven years, actually. And I'm a certified trainer for Ableton, which is a music software production company.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty attuned to kind of new artists coming through. There's always so much coming through. I mean, in terms of my kind of world, a lot of the people that I work with, like Flamingo Pear, for example, mm-hmm. are just putting the finishing touches on an album that they're going to have out next year. That sounds great. There's a bunch of other people who I work with that have been around for a long, long time, like Nathan Haynes and people like that.
Mm.
I'm always sort of paying attention to them and, you know, trying to keep one eye on people, new people coming through as well. So, you know, it's vibrant and healthy and, you know, just long may that continue.
For sure. In which ways do you stay relevant, I suppose? The music scene is always ever-changing, and so it's constantly demanding for innovation, a new sound, stuff like that. So, yeah, how do you stay relevant but also maintain your own unique sound?
Oh, I think you just said that's a good question. You know, I don't mind saying, I've been DJing for, I'm into my 24th year of DJing. I won't tell you my age, but give you an idea. And I've always found that just, you know, having a distinctive sound is more important than following trends. So I'm not really interested in following trends or anything like that. You know, if something becomes, you know, the new thing that people want to hear, and it's, I can't feel it or relate to that, I'm not going to get involved. And I never really have. I kind of look back and think that the musical backbone of what I do has always been related to soul and funk and that classic kind of feeling. And, you know, that I think it has a certain timeless feel to it, that kind of music. So what it means is you're kind of never the most popular, but at the same time, if you kind of stick to it and you're halfway decent at what you do, there's always a place for it as well.
100%. And as long as you're making authentic music, someone's going to resonate with it, right?
Hopefully. That's what I figure. If I like it and, you know, if a couple of other people might like it too, that's all you can hope for.
Mm. Exactly. What advice would you give to your past self, looking back on everything? Because, you know, as a student, I would love to pick your brain.
Well, past self in terms of what? Do you mean in terms of music or life or...
I mean, all of it really, but in a nutshell.
I don't know. I mean, mistakes happen for a reason. Mm. I've probably made a few down the years, but... I'm pretty happy with where I'm at, and I can't think of too much stuff. I've always had golden rules that I live by. My main one is don't be a dick.
So
that's a golden rule that if you apply that, then, you know, and if you have some kind of moral compass, you'll be right, follow your moral compass and don't do shit that you don't want to do. There you go. There's some advice for you.
Love it. No, perhaps what I meant was how would I get involved if I wanted to start up in the same way you did, I suppose? Or in which ways did the origin story happen for you, thinking back and realizing where you are now, comparing it all?
Well, believe it or not, and this will make you go, what? I actually got my break on RDU. That was in about 1998, I think.
That was the year I was born.
It's fine, man. I got to start there and then sort of stumbled my way into DJing and kind of learnt a lot along the way because, you know, like, yes, the year you're born, it's a long time ago. There were no kind of schools to go to learn about DJing or music production and things like that. So you very much kind of learn, you know, in the record stores and places like that. That's where I got my knowledge. And then you just slowly sort of meet people and build up connections and things like that. So the world is completely different now. You know, my advice to people is always have an idea of what you want to do rather than just trying to be popular or anything like that.
Mm.
If you've got a sound and things like that that you want to communicate, that's the absolutely most important thing. And things after that you can kind of piece together. But if you don't have a strong idea about that, you're going to get lost in the ether because there's so many people doing it out there. So the first thing that you need to have is some kind of uniqueness.
Totally.
To what you do, that is completely you, you know, and can't be imitated.
I'm hanging on to every word.
Whatever that may be.
Yes. And looking ahead, what does the future hold for you? Not only regarding music, but also, I suppose, in general. But yes, for music is the reason we're here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm pretty happy with where I'm at in terms of I get to still, like, even though we're not going overseas, I've done a lot of touring and travelling down the years. This year it's been all within New Zealand, but I'm still grateful to be able to travel and do stuff. And, you know, I just want to keep going as long as I can keep playing the music that I enjoy sharing, and if people relate to it and enjoy it, that's great. Aside from that, staying involved in music education is really key for me as well, because, you know, I'm aware there's going to come a time where I don't feel like staying up till 4 a.m. every weekend and playing.
Yeah.
So, you know, at that point, that's probably where I'll step back a little bit and be behind the scenes and try and mentor and help people to build their own careers in music, you know.
Mm. Totally. Thank you so much, Frank, for coming on to the podcast, I should say.
Yeah, no worries.
Do you have any final words for the listeners?
No, just big up to RDU. You know, I started on a show that I believe is still going called The Rhythm Zone.
Hell yeah.
So I started there in 98. I think I wasn't on there for a huge time because I've lived in Auckland since the year 2000. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm still... still have my Cantabrian roots. I've still got a lot of family down there. I love the Housework guys on RDU, so I want to send a big shout out to them. If you haven't checked their show, you definitely should do, because they're two of my favourites. Apart from that, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. See you later.